Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the new Tesla Model Y production is reported to start. The Ford Mustang Mach-E gets a 2025 improvement list and riding to the polls in an EV. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you about Europe's first battery recycling facility. Hey, want to split £100? If you move to Octopus Energy and use my referral code, well, you can help me keep the lights on here, and you get yourself a great welcome bonus. Let's split £100 between us. Click on a link in the show notes and move to Octopus for my friends and family deal. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Tuesday, 22nd of October. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast, Executive Producer. Thank you very much. You get your name on the Hall of Fame in the show notes. You join the list of legends, HE Infusion UK Limited. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free as well. Little bonus. Like HE Infusion. They're based in Exeter, actually, not too far from me, down here on the south coast in Dorset. And I got a bit lost on their website last night. They do all sorts of things like cables and cable management and connectors and EV motors and tooling and switches and controllers and stuff like that. Alternative fuel technologies, if you like. Thank you very much for your kind support to all the team there. And you can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, this is huge news then. So the new Tesla Model Y, so-called Juniper, like the Model 3 upgrade, so-called Highland, Tesla's Gigafactory in Shanghai is set to begin what's called closed production of the new Model Y today, October 22nd. In fact, it probably already happened, because what with China being ahead of me time-wise. During this initial phase, access to the factory is limited, with an expected output of 12 test vehicles per day. A new battery pack may be introduced for the long range and the performance models. This would be a 96 kilowatt hour battery pack, enhancing the current offerings of either 60 or 80 kilowatt hours. So 60 kilowatt hours battery for the rear wheel drive, an 80 kilowatt hours option for the long range and performance versions. Tesla don't advertise their battery pack sizes anymore like they used to on the back of their vehicles, or even really want anybody to know how big the battery packs are, because they use multiple suppliers. Well,
This new front design we think will be similar to the Model 3 Highland. The tail lights we think will resemble the Tesla Cybertruck, and also suggestions of some more red trim inside. However, the launch for this model is expected to be officially unveiled in 2025 rather than at the end of this year. Now, the news about the new Model Y production in Shanghai has not been confirmed by any official sources. This came from carnewschina.com. Reports from the factory say that mobile phone access is already being restricted in those areas. Improvements to the suspension are also expected following enhancements seen in the Model 3, featuring updated bushings and dampers aimed at providing a better driving experience and a quieter cabin. That's one of the criticisms that I see a lot for the Model Y. It's, but maybe on UK roads, which are pretty atrocious, to be honest with you, just too crashy and just needing to be a little bit more supple, tuned differently for some markets. And also, the performance variant may include the new unique aerodynamic features and adaptive dampers. Internally, we are pretty sure the vehicle will see changes like the removal of the gear lever stalk and the indicator stalks, replaced with buttons on the steering wheel and touchscreen controls, an 8-inch media screen for rear passengers with climate controls, etc., is pretty much a dead cert because it'll copy the Model 3, along with enhanced ambient lighting with up to 200 colour options. So we think it's taking everything from the Model 3 and the Highland and putting that into the so-called Juniper. The bigger battery would be a massive surprise if true. So I've not even seen that discussed, rumoured, anything like that. It kind of came out of nowhere in today's reports that that could be a 96 kilowatt hour pack, a significant improvement on the old 80 kilowatt hour pack. And I don't know where that pack will be supplied from. Not it really matters who makes the battery pack. There are subtle differences in terms of things like charge curves and stuff like that. Really, the vehicle performance isn't affected by who makes the battery pack, but almost 100 kilowatt hours in a Model Y. We don't know the predicted ranges for this, obviously, but if you were to apply something like 4.5 miles per kilowatt hour, you're into well into the mid 400s, 430 miles plus on a Model Y. Now, bearing in mind that the new Model 3 Highland has an efficiency of 5 miles per kilowatt hour, obviously a different car, but efficiency gains being made at Tesla all of the time. One of the more impressive things that they do, I wish we talked about their automotive business more. I think you know where I come from in terms of having very little interest in robots and self-driving cars. Actually, what the engineering team at Tesla do with, you know, not only the software, which is incredible, but also the improvements and the gains they're making, the iterative gains on making the best even better in terms of how efficient their drivetrain can be. Really excited to see what that massive battery in a Model Y would deliver. 450 miles plus, that certainly puts down a real marker, a real benchmark in the industry. So we'll wait and see. If, like I say, it really was happening on the 22nd, I'm recording this at midday on Tuesday UK time, and China's significantly ahead of me, so it's probably already happened. Very, very interesting. Now, there's also some timing reasons why I think that this story could have some legs. Interesting timing because tomorrow, Tesla will announce its quarterly financial results tomorrow. That's Wednesday, 23rd of October, with the CEO Elon Musk likely to encounter some very challenging inquiries about his robo-taxi goals. Now, a recent presentation on the self-driving vehicle fell very short of investor expectations, and the Tesla stock and his personal fortune had a massive impact. The 20-minute presentation didn't even allow questions, heightening concerns about their plans and also the company's main auto sales performance, the bit of the business which is generating all of the revenue. Analysts foresee a drop in Tesla's profit margin from car sales because of the incentives they're having to offer to attract electric vehicle buyers. The company may also report its first annual decline in deliveries for 2024. I expect to be guided on that, facing increased competition from lower priced EVs in China and fresh models in the United States. Here in Europe, they're doing okay. I'll get onto that in a moment as well. And so I think this would be excellent timing because Mr. Musk would be able to hit the airwaves, as it were, with an announcement that limited production has begun of the new Model Y. That would bring the conversation right back into Tesla's core business, which is the world's number one passenger car now being updated with its mid-cycle refresh or whatever you want to call it. But I think that would certainly anchor the conversation back in, well, here are the vehicles that make us all the money, and here's how good we're going to make the Model Y. Let's talk Model Y. Anticipated to be the best-selling vehicle in Europe for September. Now the numbers are finally coming in and being collated, marking its second monthly win this year and ending the Dacia Sandero's three-month reign. Although sales saw a slight dip, the Model Y is expected to surpass its closest competitors by 8,000 units across Europe in September. According to data from Dataforce, the Model Y's sales might be down by 3.6% to about 30,000 units in September, but the race for second place is tight between the Volkswagen Tiguan and Renault Clio. Neither of those are EVs. Sales data from countries like Hungary and Slovakia are pending. For year-to-date sales, so first 9 months of the year, the Dacia Sandero is in the lead, followed by the Golf and the Clio, and the Tesla Model Y is fifth, but not that far behind on 155,500 sales, moving up from 8th in August and 9th in July. Now, if the current trend of Model Y sales continues, the Model Y will maintain its position as Europe's best-selling vehicle for the entire year, a title it achieved in 2023. So Model Y could well be on for once again 2 years in a row, Europe's most popular vehicle, not just electric vehicle, of course. The only danger, I think, if I think this one through, the only danger of Mr. Musk on the earnings call talking about the new Model Y being in production, you know, limited, very, very limited, closed production, those, you know, testing out the machinery and the factory lines, is that you risk absolutely decimating your Q4 sales for the Model Y. And so there is a risk that everybody goes, right, there's a new Model Y coming, I'm not going to buy the old one unless the deals are absolutely stellar. Now, again, I said this when the Model 3 got refreshed. I would say this is the absolute best time to buy a Model Y. I don't want a car with no storks, although many people do. I don't want to have to select the gear on the screen. I don't want to do the indicators with a button on the steering wheel. UK is covered in roundabouts, and although you do get used to it, it's still much more intuitive to always have the stork where the stork should be, not spinning around when you're trying to choose an exit on a roundabout. You do get used to it. You do start to learn where the buttons are, but still, I don't want that. Many people do. My wife certainly would not have that car. And so I think the best time to buy a Model 3 was just before they released Highland, although the Highland's a very good car. And I think it'd be a great time to buy a Model Y. Right now, you'll get some amazing finance deals and discounts. And, I personally, the current one is fine for me. Although, if they do make a good improvement, like they did with Model 3, expect Juniper, which is the code name, to be very, very good indeed. We'll wait and see. It could have good timing for tomorrow, but also it's not really their style until the vehicles are ready for them just to go, oh, it's done, it's on sale now, which is what they tend to do. So we'll wait and see. But yes, some interesting Tesla stories flying around today and ones to watch. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Hyundai Ioniq 5 upgrades for 2025 and Ford Mustang Mach-E getting updates and pricing, a heat pump as standard, all good stuff. Stick around, back in a mo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Well, if you would like to get this podcast ad-free, totally understand if you want the free version. It will always be free, by the way. I make a little bit of money from the adverts that they insert when you download the podcast. And if you want to remove those, strip them out, you get an ad-free feed, your own feed from the dashboard of Patreon, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. And you can help pay my bills, also support the work that I'm doing here, and spread the word about electric vehicles. Right, one more tidy up on one more Tesla story that we have to do today, and that's the Tesla Cybertruck. When the vehicle was launched, we were all taken by surprise a bit by the range extender, which sits in the bed of the Cybertruck, and to give you more miles, a giant battery pack. Surprised by it because it has to be installed by a service center. Obviously, it's a large battery, and they're exceptionally heavy, and it's a high voltage battery, and you wouldn't want to mess around with that. But also, it makes the bed almost useless. It makes a very, very small bed. And, you know, not that we have truck culture over here, but, you know, trucks do need to be useful vehicles. And so it was designed to try and minimize some of that, I think, deflect the criticism over having such, you know, almost 200 miles miss on the original specs. But nevertheless, the range extender is still available to order. You can get a deposit down on one of them, by the way, for $2,000 right now, because it won't be ready for a year or so. Bearing in mind, the entire Cybertruck had a $100 deposit. That seems curious, but either way, it's now been postponed. It's about a year away. They say mid-2025, but we know Tesla's timelines can be off by anything between a year and, you know, there's no Roadster around, so 8 years, so we might never get the range extender. So, you know, don't hold your breath, but they've said, oh, maybe a year away. The expected maximum range has also been reduced as well. So it's been revised downwards. It was going to give you 500 miles of range when combined with the truck. They don't tell you they didn't split the numbers out. They give you the big number. So 500 miles, 805 kilometers, down to 445 miles, a significant drop in total range when you add it to the truck. Tesla hasn't commented on the reduction in range or the delay in timing, which is odd because this is just a big battery and they know how to make those very well. So why is it a year away? I've no idea. This isn't the first change in the range extender's timeline. It was going to be out in 2024. The Cybertruck all-wheel drive model with a range extender has now gone down to 445 miles with the plus sign. Okay, 445 miles down from 470 plus. And with the all-terrain tyres, the range extender will increase the range from 314 miles to 430. So just over 100 miles of range there, or about 190 kilometres added. Tesla's website says production for the range extender should begin mid-2025. It's a large external battery pack that is exactly as it sounds, that gets plonked into the truck's bed. We first saw it at the delivery event in December, priced at $16,000, and yet another Tesla product being delayed underscores a pattern of unmet expectations surrounding the Cybertruck, which launched with a starting price of $70,000 for the tri-motor version, which is now $100,000, $30,000 more for 200 miles less range and a much more inferior vehicle. The Rivian R1T dual max configuration is EPA rated 420 miles or 676 kilometers for $84,000, and the Chevy Silverado EV and GMC Sierra EV are either for 60 miles or for 40 miles, respectively, in their top trims, both available to purchase right now, and both don't have their beds eaten up by a big external battery bank like you'd use on your mobile phone when it gets a little bit low. I don't think we'll ever see the Cybertruck range extender in action. All right, let's talk about another car. The Hyundai Ioniq 5. We've now seen the XRT trim pictured coming out of Georgia. Really exciting because the 2025 model year will feature longer range. It'll be native NACS, so the J3400 connector the Tesla charging port, the new XRT trim, which is slightly off-roady, the production of the first one at Hyundai's Meta Plant America in Georgia is the first model they're building with North American charging standard port as standard. The XRT trim is now on its way to dealerships, and so hopefully we think customer delivery should be well before the end of the year. All new IONIQ 5 models do get the $100 tax credit. It was $37.50, isn't it? Tax credit, because it's made in the US. And we think the $7,500 will happen once the battery production starts at the new Georgia facility. Now, exciting news about the new Ford Mustang Mach-E updates for 2025, introducing a standard heat pump designed to improve efficiency in cold weather. It's a feature that aims to enhance the heating and cooling performance while maintaining battery range. A recent study by Recurrent, sponsors of this podcast, in 2023 actually highlighted significant cold weather range loss for the Mach-E. So a standard heat pump is very welcome. The new model Mach-E features the BlueCruise 1.5 technology. That's their driver assistance system that enables hands-free driving and automatic lane change when it detects a slower vehicle or a car closely following in the passing lane. Blue Cruise is offered for 1 year at no cost for the GT and Rally trims, and a $495 fee applying for the Select and Premium models. Unless activated at the time of purchase, customers can also choose a one-time payment of $2,495 or subscription. Now, pricing for the Mach-E 25 model year starts at $38,490, which includes a $2,000 destination charge. And so it's in total $3,500 less than the previous model, which is brilliant. The GT and Rally models come with a slightly larger battery. They're priced at $55,000 for the GT and $58,000 for the bonkers, brilliant, awesome Rally version, which we love. We love the fact that they make that. Additional updates to the new appearance is the Sport Appearance Package for the premium trim, adding some design elements for the Mustang Mach-E GT, a new front fascia, some red Brembo brake calipers, and their own new 19-inch wheels as well. Ford introducing the new connectivity package for 5G Wi-Fi, up to 10 devices in car, and entertainment applications as well. The vehicle continues to offer the battery options of 72 or 91 kilowatt hours. EPA range up to 320 miles on that one for the rear-wheel drive premium model with the big battery. Now, let's come to Europe, where Mercedes-Benz opened the first battery recycling facility in Kuppenheim in Germany. The plant utilizes a mechanical hydrometallurgical process. I won't pretend to know what one of those is, marking the company as the first automotive manufacturer to set up their own in-house battery recycling operation for a circular economy. With an anticipated recovery rate of 96%, the facility aims to lessen the need for primary resources by reclaiming valuable materials like lithium, nickel, and cobalt from expired batteries. The facility manages all phases of recycling, from shredding the battery modules to processing active battery materials. It first separates plastics, copper, aluminium, and iron. The following hydrometallurgical process recovers cobalt, nickel, and lithium through a multi-stage chemical method, which is more energy efficient than traditional pyrometallurgy, operating at temperatures up to 80 degrees Celsius and generating less waste. It'll process 2,500 tons of materials every year, allowing for the production of 50,000 new battery modules when they get spat out the other end, so to speak. And that's great news. And another important thing to remember next time somebody tells you down the pub or your crazy relative on Facebook posts that EV batteries last only 5 minutes and then go into landfill: not a single EV battery is going, has ever gone to landfill. It's too valuable to recycle, too valuable to have as a second or third life, too valuable to be used as something else, to be split up and use the modules, or to have it as a home battery storage or something. But no, EV batteries are not being thrown into landfill. And actually, so much work is being done on recycling at the moment, has been done for years in fairness, that we won't have to worry about that. It's a solved problem. And finally, as the US election approaches, don't worry, no more politics on this podcast for a while. To help those without transportation to polling places, electric vehicles are being used in 11 states as volunteers offer rides to anyone needing assistance. A program called ChargeTheVote.org encourages, if you own an EV and you're in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin, you can volunteer as a driver and you can ferry voters from home to the polling booth to cast their vote. Voters needing rides can register on chargethevote.org. If you are interested and you're listening to this podcast, as I put it out, a webinar for potential volunteers is 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, which is midnight for me. So I'll probably opt out of that one. But I'm very curious about it because I'd like to see that rolled out to, you know, different countries when they have general elections and polls and things like that. I love the fact that the EV community can come together and say lots of people need transportation. If postal voting isn't available, maybe in your country, your area, your state, whatever, and you need, maybe you're more vulnerable. And for whatever reason, maybe you lack transportation and you would otherwise think, well, you know, I can't vote. Well, then it's a very important part of democracy. If you don't vote, then don't complain about the result. And that's a great thing, the EV community coming together to help people, to volunteer and, you know, to do your bit. I think it's a really, really nice story, that. Hey, thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse Global Public Charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.